does Baltimore just seem to have the number of the NFC South, do you think? I mean, they won five in a row over the South.
You know, they're a big physical team for a number of years. You know, they've always prided themselves on playing tough defense, and, you know, their front seven is probably, if not the best, one of the best in the NFL.
So how do you run the ball against a team that has a front seven like that?
You got to be hard-headed. You got to just be stubborn and dedicated to the run as well as they are stopping the run. So, you know, at some point the game's going to give way to the team that's more disciplined, the team that's more stout. And when those things present themselves, we as runners take advantage of them and then, you know, take advantage of the field, downfield shots when presented.
You know, as a running back, do you think that this team's tried to run the ball enough? Do you guys run the ball enough, do you think, for your liking?
I think, you know, Coach Cutter has a hard time trying to get all the different playmakers the ball in their hands. And, you know, I think different games present different situations where you're more prone to run and you're more prone to pass. So last week, of course, you know, we didn't run the ball as much as we would like to, as much as we anticipated to. But, you know, different games brings that, and that's why each week the matchups are intriguing.
Steve, we heard the other day that, you know, one of the guys in here said that guys are trying to make the play to win the game, not necessarily make the play just to get to that next play. Are you seeing that on the field?
Well, anytime you have a young group of guys, which we do, you know, the Atlanta Falcons are a young team, you have guys sometimes overextending themselves, wanting to make the big play, wanting to be the difference maker. And a lot of times that happens by you just doing your job. And we just got to consistently make sure that we, veterans, our leaders, we're more vocal. Young guys are continuing to trust in the process and believe that the talent on this team will take care of that.
What is the level of frustration right now? I mean, you know, losing three in a row. I mean, it's been such a long time since that Tampa victory. What would you say is the level of frustration in this locker room at this point?
I don't know. I don't know the level of frustration, but I could tell you each and every week, continually win or lose, guys will come out, practice with a purpose, practice really good. We just got to make sure that what we're doing Wednesday through Friday is carrying over to Sunday.
We've asked this a lot, too. What is the key to winning on the road? I mean, what do you all have to do to win on the road?
Once again, believe in the process. Trust what we're doing. Know that, you know, there's only 53 of us on the road compared to being at home. But as well, home and away, you just got to make sure you do your job and trust that you're doing your job correctly.
Knock on wood, you know, everybody stays healthy, but you're on the cusp of 11,000 yards. I think only 18 other guys have done it. What does it mean to you to have lasted as long as you have and to be able to be in that type of company?
It's an amazing feat. You know, whenever I do eclipse the 11,000-yard mark, it'll mean a lot to me. But like football, you know, I've done it with the success of a lot of my teammates over the years. Good games, bad games, they all compile to this milestone. And I relish in it, but at the same time, keep it going.